What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts. And on the other end, we got my boy Mac. What's up to the people, man?
Hey, another fucking episode. Hey, man, listen. I said I was gonna skip and not do it anymore, but I'm gonna push this, man. It's what I do, right? So it's gonna be every week, man. All right, so listen. Word of the day. All right, not word of the day. Quote of the day. Everyone have evil in their heart, right? It just depends on how you push them, right? Something I read, and I don't want to go too deep into detail with it. I'll probably expound on it later, but think about that. Everyone did, right? Just depends on what button you push.
I like that. I think that was a pretty good, and I do think it's true. Like, even if, like I said, you're a religious person, you know for a fact that you have free will and you're able to do good or you're able to do evil, just depending on, which side of the pendulum you happen to swing on.
I mean, I know not to go down a religious route, but if somebody is desecrating your place of worship or denouncing your deity, whoever you might worship, right? It's going to lead to that frustration, anger. Something will come out, right? As in, it is. I mean, I've read up on this, man, and it's crazy, right? It's like your heart is split in half. And some people are mild because of the society that we're in, and they're able to what do I say? They're able to control themselves to abide by the culture, right? But they're evil. They're just as evil, right? So you can find the evilest person in the world that you might think of, and everyone has that capability. Every single person, right? Just be careful how you talk, and you know what I mean? How you deal with people, because you don't know what might make them lean to that side, right? Of malevolence.
No, so that just reminded me of a J. Cole quote, actually. Where he says something along the lines, "Everybody is a killer once you push them to the limits." It's and it kind of falls in that same spectrum. But hey, of course, if this is your first time watching this podcast, all right, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. All right, we got some good information that we're going to be pushing out to you guys. All right, and this is the only podcast we're not afraid to admit that we are not the experts. All right, so listen to what we got to say, take it with a grain of salt, and let's have a conversation about it. Also, like you can hear us on any platform where podcasts are being pushed, right? So just make sure you check us out on all of those different areas, all right? And brighten up your day a little bit. You might laugh, you might cry, you might feel away, all right? But we are here for all the smoke. All right, so, well, you look like you wanted to say something, my brother.
No, I don't. I mean, I'll just resonate on what you say, right? Maybe somebody watching, right? And they might want to push or help themselves. And it's not my podcast, right? I'm just a co-host, right? But we're just talking about we always synchronize brand to some extent. And maybe we do this without thinking about it, right? And I'm just saying, like, if you're a young creator out there and you got like a little clothing brand, right? I mean, we're coming up. You trying to come up, right? Send us some stuff, maybe, you know what I mean? We can help you out. That's the host's problem, right? I'm just throwing that out there because it just kind of resonated, right?
Absolutely. If you got some fly stuff and you want people to wear it, by all means, send us some stuff. We'll definitely rock it. Hey, but the way we normally do this, right? You got your word of the wit, like your word of wisdom, and then I go ahead and I tell you about my boring ass life during my boring ass week, right?
That should be entertaining, man. I'd be envious sometimes, man. Like I'm just always stuck in the house, man. Fucking, what I mean, just everywhere. So I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, it's something to live vicariously through. You know what I mean? So go ahead, though.
So I've been watching a couple. I don't watched a couple movies this week. It's normal because normally I don't get a chance to watch TV. But the movies that I saw, right? I saw that new Ice Cube movie, War of the Worlds. It's a comedy. It's not supposed to be a comedy, but that shit is comedy. And then I also watched Thunderbolts with one of my kids. Right. The reason I bring it up is because I just recently saw a post of about Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man movie is starting to be like they're being shot today. And I just remember back in the day just thinking to myself, I don't ever remember knowing when movies were being shot or when movies are first, getting into the pre-production stages and things of that nature. I just remember seeing the release date, going to see the movie, and then kind of taking my judgment from there. Which led me to a deeper conversation because me and the wife, we were having a conversation, and she was talking about how Denzel was having a conversation with an up-and-coming celebrity. I believe it was Michael B. Jordan. Don't quote me on that, but he was telling Michael B. Jordan or whoever it was that he was talking to is you don't want to give the people too much. You want to have a little bit of mystique. So try to not be on social media too much because they need to be able to miss you. Right. And I thought that was a profound quote because the more one thing that I'm learning, the older that I get and the more that I'm in these social media streets because I'm not really on social media. I just kind of use social media for the podcast and I do it that way. But the more that I sit there and I look in these social media streets, the more it makes me realize the more that you're a celebrity and you're up here talking to people, the more it gives them a reason to dislike you. I just kind of wanted to see what your take was on that. Like, do you think that this social media era is making celebrities too, is it ruining the celebrity mystique? Like, do we know too much about these people?
So, I mean, it's another quote that I've heard for a long time, right? You never want to meet your idol, right? Because they're going to do something that's going to throw you off. And it's leading exactly down that path that you're talking about, right? Like, as in, if you're too sociable, right, kind of know too much about you, you might say something that's going to turn someone all the way off. You know what I mean? Just like, even with like politics, like knowing your favorite celebrity and they are pulling for the other side, right? If you just think about that shit right now as we're talking about it, and think about your favorite celebrity and whatever side of the aisle that they vote on, right? Think about, well, the side you vote on, just think about them advocating for the other side. Think about how much you feel about them at that point, right? But me personally, right, I used to agree with that, but I want to know as much as possible about you so I'm not supporting somebody I shouldn't, right? So that's where I'm at with it.
I like that way of thinking. It's just I know for me, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. We had a long conversation a couple pods ago. It was one of the after pod conversations. But for me, I prefer not to know who nobody's vote. I don't want to know who you're voting for. I don't want to know what you're doing in your personal life. I don't want to know what your body count is. I don't want to know who you sleeping with on the side. I don't want to know none of it, right? All I want to know is if you have talent, I want to see you on that big screen, and that's where I want to see you at. I don't want to see you in any other avenue because, I mean, and you're older dude too. We're not looking up to these celebrities and like doing this whole celebrity worship thing like everybody else does. So for me, it's just like I want to be able to, and it goes back to a conversation that we had a long time ago where we're talking about taking the art away from the artist. I'm an art over the artist type of guy. I don't necessarily need to know too much about the artist. If you put out a good piece of work, a good body of work, it sounds good or it looks good or you're doing a good job and you're working hard, that's all I really want to see.
See, and I'm the total opposite, right? And I think that's good, right? Because I don't want to support, and we're just regurgitating older episodes. I don't want to support a pedophile, right? If you make good music, but you're a fucking pedophile, I don't want to support that. It is what it is, and that's just who I am. It's just per se, I'm a big. This might be another one, right? This is almost as bad as religion. Y'all already know I'm a LeBron supporter. Right. And it's just because of Michael Jordan, right? Dumping his wife and he don't fuck with nobody else but white women, right? Or in a white atmosphere. And who's fucking supporting this man? Black people, right? So fuck Michael Jordan. I don't give a fuck what y'all gotta say in the comments. It is what it is. Fuck Michael Jordan. And I'll never buy none of his fucking product ever again. It just is what it is. He don't do anything to support no fucking black community, right? He chills on his yacht with a bunch of white people, his white girl. I'm not being racist. I'm just saying, when you go away from who you are, right, and think you're somebody else, it just rubs me some type of way. Especially when you come from the struggle. I understand that you made it, and the people that are propping you up, you neglect them, right? Because I don't see white people in these lines, these long lines, when your new Jordans come out. None but black folks, and it is what it is. I mean, that's just my take.
See, I ain't gonna lie. You smoking my booze this episode because I totally forgot about that angle, right? Yes, R. Kelly. I can't listen to R. Kelly. I can't separate the art from the artist. So yes, in a way, I do want to know those things, but I don't need to know everything about your life. I don't need to know what you ate. I don't need to know any of that stuff. And I'm talking more or less surface level stuff. When it comes to the bigger things, like you were saying, like people that. Yeah, just people that fall in those categories. I don't want to.
This caliber though. I'm not trying to get you to flip because I do essentially the same thing with we were talking about with Bill Cosby, is in how Bill Cosby make me feel, right? Regardless if he's a fucking sex offender, right? He changed a lot of people's life, or you had a lot of people changing their thought patterns when it comes to life in itself and as a culture of people, right? Yeah, he might have hit a couple of people with some pills, allegedly. I don't freaking know, right? But what he did for the culture in itself, man, it's priceless, right? I mean, you can't put a price on what he did and the stuff that he did for black people. I mean, just even Fat Albert, what he did with that, man. Like, I don't know if you guys are old enough to know Fat Albert, but I mean, it's a black cartoon, man. That's what he did. He propped us up to some extent. You know what I mean? You like a little vagina here and there, but at least it wasn't underage vagina. That's the difference with me, right? It's what it is. I'm sorry.
No, but it was non-consensual. Can't consensual, so we got to throw that out there so we don't get killed. Hey, but anyway, just moving on from that, right? I'm glad you actually mentioned Bill Cosby because I realized a couple pods ago, we didn't say RIP to Malcolm Jamal Warner. We lost, a good brother who was actually for the advancement of people that look like us, black folks, and to me, that wasn't even the biggest piece of it. It was how they said that he lost his life, right? Where he was swimming with his kid, and he was able to save the kid, but unfortunately, he lost his life in that situation. And I just want to say RIP to them, thoughts and prayers, and all those things like that. Yeah, but just hearing that one, it kind of that one tore me up. Hey, but moving right along, all right, to another good black story, right? So the Browns, or young Shedeur Sanders, right? He put on a clinic in his first preseason game. And I understand that, people say the preseason don't really matter. The preseason is this, the preseason is that. Let me tell you something. When you have the owner and the GMs and all these people making these different comments saying, oh, I didn't want to draft this man. Oh, and all these different things come out. He was going to be the fourth string quarterback. And they put him out there. They put him out there so that they could watch him fail. And the young man rose to the occasion, threw some great passes out there, and they took home the win. All right. And I just kind of wanted to play some of the highlights, and I wanted to get your take on it, bro.
Shedeur Sanders check down. Trayvon Williams rumbles into Panther territory. over the middle. That is complete. Shaw Smith Wade. Shador Sanders to throw on first down. And that one complete to Brendan Bates. With a play clock down to one. It's a screen pass. And not much going on. Off the play fake, Shador Sanders into the traffic. And it is brought in for a touchdown by Caden Davis.
Right now, just excited to be on the team.
Yeah, we will be saying you're listening in on Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to stop it after the touchdown pass because he only threw the one. But in your opinion, how did he look in that game?
Well, Shador, we all know, to be honest, right? Shador Sanders should have been at least a first or a second round pick. Second round.
At the lowest.
At the least, right? Because he should have been a first round. Right? So, and back to what you're saying about the preseason is not just a waste of time. There's people fighting for a contract. I mean, when you watch in the first string, like, are they better talented? Do they have better talent? Yes. But it's the hunger for me, right? That's why I watch it. It's people actually trying to make a spot. So it's still competitive, regardless of what y'all might think. It's still competitive. He competed, right? He did an outstanding job. And I think eventually he's going to win that starting spot. It's the Cleveland Browns, man. It's the Cleveland Browns, bro. Right? And this dude's going to bring them a lot of money. Just in jersey sales. And just the hype of who he is. He draws attention. He's got a lot of charisma, right? And he's going to pull a lot of attention. So,
in jersey sales alone, I know for a fact his jersey is one of the highest selling jerseys in the NFL right now. It might not be right at the top, but I can almost guarantee it's in the top 10, top 20 range. People are buying Shador Sanders jerseys. I'm actually about to buy one myself. Matter of fact, as soon as we get off this podcast today, I'm gonna buy my Shador Sanders jersey. Right. Just on that note, just itself, he's a draw. And I get you got Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is still a great talent. But he's washed, but you need that veteran in there. And I do think that Shador is gonna get a lot of good insight and a lot of good mentorship from Joe Flacco, because even when he was in the game watching him ball out, you know, Joe Flacco's looking at him. He's like, yeah, like he's playing really good. He was happy for him. Of course, the other two quarterbacks that were sitting there, they were upset. But Joe Flacco has a big smile on his face because he's like, yeah, like this young man, he listens. And from everything that I've heard from all the people that are in the locker room, they like him. And that's a big piece to playing in any sport.
And I think he understands too, because he's maturing, right? He wanted to go to a celebration. He did it to some extent, right? The little watch thing. You know what I mean? But it wasn't as pronounced, I would say. But I think he's understanding. He see the culture or the setup or the I don't even know how to say it, but the NFL in itself is in how it operates. I can't find a word for that, but how it operates. And I think he's learning, which is big, right? To show that, you know, he can adjust, and he's going to need to do that as a professional anyways.
Absolutely. All right. So I just wanted to give props to that young man, right? Before we go ahead and we get on bullshit. That was a phenomenal first game, but now we got to go ahead and we got to get into the bullshit, right? With the valid or fuck out of here segment, where we play. Well, this time we're going to be playing videos, and we're going to talk about if the people in these videos are valid or if they need to get the fuck out of here. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cue up the first one.
It's a hazardous fire.
But I was actually sitting on the toilet and you were opening the door.
I don't care. Yes, I'm sorry about that.
You can keep saying you're sorry, but I'm here to make all these happen.
Yes, I got it. Yes.
Okay, so it'll be on you, and I see your recording.
That's fine.
Right,
you're not
now
allowed to do that.
Hey, is record doing
did
that?
You put your hands on me? She just put her hands on
no,
me.
No, she did.
Yes,
not.
She did. She put her hands on
why
me. She tried to grab my phone.
No,
but yes, but
here
she put her hands on me. I have a lawyer. I am a lawyer.
Well, that's
I
not
am
but
a lawyer.
You
yes, I'm sorry, but you do not put your hands on me. You do not put your hands on me. You do not put your hands on me. I have 25,000 followers. I have 25,000 followers that are going to watch this. Yes, I know. That's my bad. Yes, you did. You pulled it right over my chest. Yes, I have it on video. I was recording. So do you want me to release this or you want to say sorry to me right now? Say sorry. Do not touch me. You do not get to touch a passenger. And I was in the restroom. You were opening the door. No, no. I'm actually going to call the police when I get back to the ground on you. Yes, you do not put your hands on a passenger. You do not put your hands on a passenger.
I hear you.
You reached over me. You tried to grab my phone. You assaulted me. She assaulted me. This flight attendant assaulted me, everybody. This flight attendant assaulted me. She put her hands on me. It doesn't give you the right to put your hands on me.
No, I'm going to stop it right there. The flight attendant. Is she valid? Or does she need to get the fuck out of here?
Hey, she's valid. She's as valid as it's ever going to get. Listen, I don't give a fuck. Like, homeboy need to get the fuck out of here. And if I was on that plane and I saw that and I know what was happening, I'm an aviator buff, right? I love aviation, right? So I understand what's going on, right? Like any spark up that high, right? Like, because the air in itself, it's not like the air down here, right? So anything that catches on fire, it's going to spread really, really quick. And you're putting every fucking body's life on the line, right? Because you ain't going to just jump out that motherfucker, right? You can't park the fucking airplane and get out. Nigga, you put all of our lives at jeopardy. I get it, it's a vape, but it's still fucking conduct a spark, right? That's why you got to charge that motherfucker. And that's shit burn the fluids in there, right? So I think she's valid. She didn't really touch him. She was just trying to get the phone, right? And he moved himself and grabbed her hand, right? So who violated who to some extent, right? She didn't touch your phone yet. You don't know what she was reaching for. He grabs her hand and moved it, right? So if you saying anything, you wrong both times. And you lucky I wasn't on that motherfucking airplane because I would have put fucking hands on you. And it's just what she said. I care about everyone. She's a fucking steward, right? What is it?
A flight attendant.
Flight attendant, but they're called an air stewardess, right? And what the fuck is the definition of a fucking steward, right? It's to take care of people, and that's exactly what she just stated. She's got to take care of everyone on that airplane to make sure everything is safe, right? And you're over there fucking smoking. He needs to get the fuck out of here. I'd have put, like I said, if I was back there, I would have said something. And I wish he would have fucking raised his motherfucking voice at me. I'd have put hands on me personally, right? Because you just put my fucking life in jeopardy.
All right. So a couple things, right? Well, she's in the Ballot Hall of Fame. That's not to be disputed, right? I'm taking my glasses off when I say this, right? First and foremost, vapors. I have a theory about them, right? People that constantly have to vape have a real big theory on them. I'm not going to discuss it too much here, but all I'm going to say is that is how a vapor acts, right? They're very entitled. They believe that everybody should go ahead and, you know, kiss up to them and all this other stuff, right? But the biggest thing is, first off, like you were saying, right? Up that high, you can set this plane on fire and we're not all just going to be able to deplane, right? And the plane is going to burn up probably before we were able to even get to the ground. One. Two. Even if she did put her hands on you, it's 1,000% warranted in that situation. Like, yes, you're causing an issue for everybody on the plane. She should be allowed to put her hands on you in that situation. You're putting everybody's life in danger and you seem to not care. Three, You're not a lawyer, dog. I can tell by the sweatshirt, by the shirt you're wearing. You're not a lawyer. Why are you lying?
Go
What were you saying?
No, because he said, I got a lawyer. Then he's like, I am a lawyer.
Like,
Fine ass nigga.
that was a big bold-faced lie. You get out of there, you jump out of that bathroom like you're the victim, talking about your 25,000 followers. Well, you're probably gonna get a lot more eyes on it outside of your 25,000 followers because now everybody is seeing it, and you look like a dumbass. And you're probably gonna lose some of those followers because you're a dumbass. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Vapors piss me off. It's just, I don't like the idea of you sucking on this little thing as opposed to just lighting a regular cigarette and getting your cancer like a grown ass adult. Grown adults don't get their cancers from vapes, bro. I just feel like it's weird. I've always felt like vapes was weird. You're sucking on this battery powered thing and you're blowing out clouds that smell like damn pineapples. Like, it's weird, bro.
Man, let the vapors be, man. They protecting their lungs and shit from the actual smoke and shit. I don't know. I'm just
I heard
talking.
the vaping is supposed to be worse for you.
Yeah, I heard that too. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist. All I know is a lot of times when I see vapors, bro, I get annoyed. But also from I have more issues with it, but it has something to do with like my job, and yeah, we'll get into that later.
I ain't gonna lie, I do vape like when I go to like parties and like my friends are there and they vape. And I take a puff or two, you know what I mean? While I'm drinking.
Oh man, I know I'm dealing with a vapor, bro.
I'm not gonna go out and buy a vape sitting here vaping and shit. But I take a puff here and there because it gets me lightheaded for some reason. Like if I'm drinking and I take a puff of it makes me lightheaded and shit. I like it. I like
Yeah.
that feeling when I'm drinking, I'm out and I'm socializing.
Got you, bro. And I know it don't matter, but I'm judging.
I mean, I don't care. I'm not a vapor. I mean, I do it every now and then.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna queue up the second one. We'll go with this one.
When you're black, you're never really lonely because there will always be a white person all up in your business.
All right, so the caption reads, "Why are they so nosy?" And of course, if you look here, I like that first comment. It says nobody was even looking.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, people just want to use the race card to fucking get followers and likes and shit. And I know it might sound contradictory because I just was talking shit about Michael Jordan with the same shit, but it's not analogous at all. She's just saying that shit while nobody's paying her no fucking mind, right? Nobody. I didn't see anybody. The dude was sitting the closest to her, had his head in his goddamn phone. You doing flips and twirls and nobody's paying no fucking attention. I think she needs to get the fuck up out of here with that fucking race bait.
Yes, absolutely. And I think we can both agree. When it comes to the race baity stuff, I'm just starting to get to this point to where I just look at it for a second and I laugh and then I just go ahead and move on about my day. But that one, it threw me off because it was so many people talking about it. And then I finally clicked on a video and I said, what are we even talking about here?
Like, don't get it fucked up. You're talented. You're talented. I thought that was actually pretty cool. But nobody paid you no fucking mind.
Yeah,
Not one.
and even if they were, there's a time and a place for everything. Doing that in the airport is not the time and the place.
I'd have been in there, but I'd have been like, sit your ass down.
Now, I would have threw something at you. I'd have been like, that was good, but you need to sit down somewhere.
I'm just being honest. I'll be like, sit your ass down. I'm like, shoot. I hate people that just show off for no fucking reason. It's just like the last episode we saw when my man was getting married. He is about to propose. Got no fucking shirt on, doing flips and shit. Sit your ass down, man. What the fuck you doing?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, time and a place, sweetheart. All right, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna queue up this next one.
says ship to Jemima Baker. What is this? You open it. Here. That'll have, does that have my name on there? That has your name on here. You open that. Hurry up. Buying stuff off the TV. Wear your butt out. Hey, open this. You ain't ordered nothing off the TV. Why does this have your name on it? What is this? What is that? Open that up. What is that? Take that out of there. What does that say? What is that?
What?
What is that? What is this? Read what that says.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Got him!
What? Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
The mama. Is she valid? Or she need to get the fuck out of here?
I'm valid, man. I fuck with shit like that, man. Made me soft inside and shit. You know what I mean? I feel sorry. The young boy was all scared and shit. You know what I mean? She built them up. That's got to be an old ass fucking video, though. Who still got fucking an iPad? What is it called? Not an iPad. What the fuck was it again? The music thing, right? That's what the fuck did she just say it was?
I thought it was an old iPhone.
Nah, it was. You can't go back. It was like.
I'm going to go back.
What was those called again? The I.
This says ship to Jemima Baker. What is this? You open it. Here. That'll have. Does that have my name on there? That has your name on here. You open that. Hurry up. Buying stuff off the TV. Wear your butt out. Hey, open it. You ain't ordered nothing off the TV. Why does this have your name on it? What is this? What is that? Open that up. What is that? Take that out of there. What does that say? What is that?
What?
What is that? What is this? Read what that says.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
I have no clue what that is, bro.
I swore she said, maybe it was just me, man. I thought my memory was lapsing. But I thought it was, but what are those, the old fucking little joints that used to just have music on?
The iPod Touches?
iPod, yeah. Like, is it called iPod?
Yeah, it was iPod.
I mean, hey, y'all don't fucking judge me, man. I know y'all gonna be judging me in the goddamn comment. I'm a Samsung guy, man. You see this? Samsung, dog. Like all that odd bullshit. Nah. But anyways, I thought it was one of the little music joints. But either way, I mean, I think she was valid. She's valid, man. Young boy, probably something he wanted. She was fucking with him. She got it for him. He's going to be happy as fuck the rest of the time. Yeah, he was scared for a little bit. You know what I mean? Because he think he might have fucked up. But he's straight.
Hey, she got to get all the way the fuck out of here, bro. All the way. And, you know, I'm all for playing with the kids. I mess around with the kids and whatnot, but it's, and this looks like an older video, right? I could tell it's old. And I believe I've seen this before, but I've always seen this video and I always thought to myself, why do I feel like you need to scare your kids? Like, why would you feel the need to scare your kids like that? It's just, they already have this thought about you. They know that, you know, you act a certain way around them all the time. To me, it says more about your parenting style than it does about the actual gift and the actual prank of it all. I think if you peel back the layers, you know, I'm not saying that she's a bad parent or nothing like that, but I'm saying, you know, there's some qualities there that aren't necessarily like the greatest when it comes to parenting. But hell, I don't do everything right. So I can't sit there, I can't judge. But I would never do that. And that's just what I'm gonna leave it at. I just feel like, yeah, I feel like she needs to get out of here with that video.
I think it's valid, man. I mean, that's the kind of things I'll do to my kid, right? I like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just gonna flip it on them, right? They think you're mad and you surprise them with something good. I think that's cool, man. Because you know they're going to be happy, right? You can't wait to see their face. I don't like the anticipation to where they think, oh, I'm going to get something nice, or, and they might be disappointed. You see what I'm saying? Like, you might think you're getting them something good, and they might be disappointed. But if you make it seem like that, regardless of how fucking, how shitty the gift is, they already was expecting the worst anyways. You know what I mean? Like, we expecting the worst, and I got something out of this shit. Can't be that bad.
But just imagine if it was a bad gift and she recorded it. She probably would have whooped his ass.
He like, I don't want this shit. His ass out.
We got one more valid the fuck out of here, and then we'll get to the last topic. And this one is it's kind of a doozy to me.
So when I met you, I really thought for the first time ever, wow, I didn't know black girls could be pretty like that. I didn't know that black girls could be that pretty. So really, I was astounded. It took me back. And
that's sweet.
All right. So that's all I really got of that clip. I don't care what it is. Me personally, I don't care what he said in the rest of that clip. Just the way that was coded says more than enough for me. I'm trying to think which perspective. From the girl's perspective. From the girl's perspective, bro. Is she valid?
And both of them need to get the fuck out of here. Him and her. Right? And so I guess they're perfect for fucking one another. Right? I don't know, but they both need to get the fuck out of here. They're perfect for one another, but they both need to get the fuck out of here. Anyways, he clearly just stated that black girls are not fucking attractive. He clearly stated that, right? This man he looks like he's at least close to 30. So 30 years of this man's life, he never thought black girls were attractive. He probably dated them, never thought they were attractive. And then he said that to her, and her fucking one of proximity to whiteness, fucking, oh, that's the cutest thing you ever said. Bitch, he just said you, all of y'all ugly, as in you people. And that's the nicest thing you can say, or some bullshit like that. Like, get her to pack her the fuck up. That's my new line. Pack her and him the fuck up. My work shit.
Nah, so to me, it's coded in so many different things. The first thing that I want to talk about is when you're dating, right? And I strongly to this day believe this. If you are that person's first in regards to demographic or, you know, single parent or anything like that, automatically, I'm not going to say it's a red flag, but it's something for you to watch, right? Because they're still learning in real time on how to deal with you, right? Especially when we're talking about race, because there's so many different things that your partner is not going to be able to understand. And that goes for, you know, men and women, and it don't matter what the race is. There's going to be certain nuances or certain things that person that's sitting next to you is not going to be able to understand. And honestly, I hate to say it, but she looks like the type that's kind of okay with that type of stuff. I can't call it. I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know what it is about her, but I can already tell that, you know, she's okay with being disrespected by those types of dudes on some level, right? She just has that look about her. And, you know, most of us dudes, we can tell that look. I can look at a woman and I can say, she's not for me. And 9 times out of 10, I'd be right. It's just, you got to be careful, because then these are the same situations where you hear those stories about, you know, somebody being killed and whatnot. And I'm not putting that on them, right? I don't want anything negative to happen to that young woman or to that man. But sometimes, well, that's how a lot of those stories happen, is because a lot of times these people don't really know much about each other. They don't learn about each other's culture, and they're not informed enough to be in an intimate relationship together. That's just the way that I kind of see it.
No, you mean you nailed it for the most part, man. Like, if you guys don't know by now, right? My daughter mom is Asian, right? And I think I've dated every single race at least once, right? Except for like an Indian or stuff like that, like Middle Eastern, right? Everything other than that. But what I'm trying to get at is they're just not the match. You see what I'm saying? They just don't, they miss out on your culture and you're not really acquainted with their culture, right? Like a lot of things that you do, they just don't get it. It's weird, right? I mean, and to each his own. You have the right to do whatever you want. If you like a certain type of race, you have that right? Just like him, like he has that right to not want to date black girls and to think black girls are not attractive. He has that right. I'm just saying, me personally, like it never just gels. You can go around people, you can go around their family members, and some of the family members, you can tell, like they don't feel it. It's just a weird dynamic. And if you're cool with that, that's cool. Like if you can just look past some of that stuff, you're cool. But sometimes you're just not wanted certain places, right? And I don't see how some people can just like and love that. I mean, it's crazy to me.
And
I'm cool. I just want me a black queen. You know what I mean? So, I have to. I mean, the next person I think I'll be seriously in a relationship with it would have to be probably even someone even closer to my culture than not saying Jamaican or American because I came here. I lived in America most of my life. So that could be like somewhat more of a blend. I think we can have a better understanding, but it might not work still, right? But I think just that having that understanding. But my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. So for me, the biggest thing that I saw in that is just, like I said, it's just when you know that people already feel that way about you and your people, and you just so happen to be the exception to the rule. How do you think he feels about everybody else of that race? How do you think he feels about your family? How do you think he feels about your friends? How do you think he feels about just anything that has anything to do with you? Outside of you, he's gonna love you or this person, and I'm not just gonna even put it on them. If it's coded in that type of rhetoric, how do you think that person is gonna feel about every single other aspect of your race, your culture outside of you? And I'll just leave it at that. I think they both need to get the fuck out of here. I think she needs to run away from that relationship. And I just pray that she's not in a situation where she's in danger because. Yeah, you need to get out of there.
Seen some of them role plays gonna be in the bedroom.
Now, I already know what the role play is looking like, bro.
I'm just fucking around, man. We'll leave that alone.
All
That's
right.
great.
The last thing that I'm going to touch on is this Maxim list that just came out that everybody's outraged by.
And it's still a magazine.
That's what I said when I first seen it.
When I first, man, I was subscribed to them when I became an adult. I didn't do it on purpose. You know, they send them shits to your fucking house all the time.
Oh, this is from 18 years ago. Okay, so now this makes a lot more sense, right? All right, but this is from 18 years ago, so yeah. Just kind of wanted to show it. I thought it was recent, but I didn't read. I didn't do my due diligence.
Oh, I think I get it. Like, so 18 years ago, now they're showing them like today.
Yes.
Gotcha.
From 18 years ago. So Britney Spears, Madonna, Sandra Oh, Amy Winehouse, and Sarah Jessica Parker.
None of them shits age well except for Winehouse.
Yeah. I mean, the list is valid, minus Amy Winehouse because, you know, God rest her soul. But yeah. Nowadays, Maxim couldn't release another episode like that. In today's day and age,
Why
you know, go ahead.
say that?
Because just imagine the outrage that's gonna come with releasing something like that. You saying that these women are unattractive, people are gonna really, they'll write We just live in different times, bro. Like, you couldn't release something like that.
It's just a subjective take, though. I mean, it's just what I feel the most attractive, as in us as a magazine. It's not all inclusive. You see what I'm saying? I don't think it just means like, hey, that's what we think.
Once you start making content, I want you to go ahead. I want you to put out the most attractive women list, and I want you to see how well that goes.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna do that next week. See how that. All right, hey, come back next week, man. I'm gonna put out my most attractive woman list. All right? No, I'm kidding, man. I ain't gonna fuck with this. If you don't think that's gonna go well, I ain't gonna fuck with it on your joint. I'm gonna do one then. Matter of fact, I'm gonna do a TikTok.
Nah, you can go ahead and do it. It'll take us all the way out of here, but it'll definitely put us on the wrong end of things.
Gonna do a TikTok.
All that's gonna happen is you're gonna have women saying how unattractive you are. That's what's gonna happen first.
That's cool. I don't care. I mean,
Then they're gonna try to find where your work at.
it is what it is, man.
Gotcha.
It's just my take on it. I mean, how can you get mad at somebody's take? It's just like homeboy. Like, I'm not really mad at him. It's just he just needs to get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Saying he never seen attractive, you know, didn't think black women be that attractive. It's his fucking take. What he feels. You know what I mean?
True. I mean, at the end of the day, that is the one area where, he's valid. But yeah.
To each his own. You can't force me to date a chick that I find unattractive. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can call me racist. You can call me whatever the fuck you want. You know what I mean? Like, I was about to say something. I'm about to throw a race of people out there because it is. I just can't do.
Not do
Right?
that. We ain't even really gained no traction yet.
They attractive as fuck is just certain things they do.
Right, we're gonna end it right there. Hey, what you got to say to people, my brother?
Let's. I don't know, man. Listen, surprise your kids, man. Keep your kids happy regardless of how you do that, right? I don't know. That's all I gotta say, man. Keep your kids happy. They're the future, right? And we have to develop them to the best of our ability, all right?
All right, first and foremost, brother, I always want to thank you, first and foremost, because you're always here. I want to thank God. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my kids. I want to thank everybody that is a part of this podcast. Thank you, Pat, for listening on the playback. And words, right? I want to leave you with love who loves you. And when I say that, I also mean love who loves not just you, but the type of person that you are, your culture, and surround yourself with those people. All right. There's a lot of self-hatred that comes from a lot of different things, and it's coded in a lot of hatred for self. But we got to learn to love ourselves. We got to learn to love each other. And this has been another episode of the Red Hot Experts Podcast. We out. Peace.